Hello and welcome to Mum's Work and Chaos. We all know the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, but where is that village? Well, I started this podcast to help you find yours, and I'm joined by some amazing guests this season, talking about subjects such as fast fashion, menopause, sex education, and teenage behaviour, just to name a few. So join me this season, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of Mum's Work and Chaos. Today, I'm very lucky to be joined by the lovely Tash and Nikki from Life Through a Voice Note. Now, this podcast is really interesting. The way they've set it all up and the way it started was all through voice notes. And we all know how much sending a voice note is so much easier sometimes than actually trying to hold a conversation on the phone with a friend. So ladies, tell us a bit more about your podcast.
Hi. Yeah, our podcast started because I actually reached out to you, didn't I? I met you at school gates and I reached out to you via voice note and was like, you've got twins, I've got twins. What the hell? How do you do this with the car? I was suffering with the car at the time.
Yeah.
Getting mine in and out of the car and it would just be an absolute nightmare. And I was basically like, please tell me this passes. Like, what advice have you got? And then from then on, we just voice note constantly, didn't we?
All the time.
Friendship grew.
Because it's like texting is great, but it just takes, if you've got a lot to say or you've got a couple of subjects on the go at the same time, texting is very time consuming. So you could just quickly like send a voice note. And we just ended up sending hours of it, didn't we?
Yeah, and then from that, we were like, we both love listening to podcasts and stuff. And we realized that we could basically talk for England. And so that's how it come together, wasn't it? The pod. And on ours, we kind of talk, it goes into kind of every aspect of like kind of us and our lives, really, because we talk a lot about the kids, because that is just kind of weekly. Obviously, we have stuff that happens, but also nothing's really off.
Because we go into like emotions, mum guilt, you know,
day-to-day
feelings, but then we talk a bit about relationships and outside factors, you know, grandparents.
Our latest one, we really went out of them, really went into like periods and all sorts. But that's what we want to do. We want to have like people listen and be like, oh yeah, do you know what? And sometimes people don't talk about that. And I think you have to just talk about everything, like.
And we try, and it's kind of lighthearted and it's just like a bit of a girly chat, and we just want our listeners to be like, oh yeah, no, you know, we're in with their little girly chat of the week. And it's
mean, 1 minute, one episode, we could be laughing literally hysterical, the next one we're like crying over something. You just never know
how the week goes.
It's really funny though, isn't it? Because like, you know, you guys bonded over the fact that you both have twins. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not going to compare myself in any way, shape or form. Like,
oh no, any mum job is hard. Any multiple kids, any children is tough.
Do you know, I used to look at people with twins before I had kids, and I used to honestly be petrified. I used to look at them and think, oh my gosh, like that's amazing. How are they doing that? I just don't understand. And then obviously now I have them, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love it. Not saying it's not been tricky at times and stuff. You know, some days you're tearing your hair out, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I really used to look and think. And then when I found out, I just nearly fell off the scan table.
It's just really quite interesting because Tash is really like really patient. And I just never thought for the million Sundays that someone give me twins, because my patience is...
I'm definitely not
as patient as Tash, and I've got girl and boy twins. They're a year older than Tash's, so everything I experience she experiences like
later.
So it's quite a good learning curve. But mine are boy and girl, and they're like chalk and cheese, not alike, don't do anything the same. So it's literally like having siblings born at the same time for me.
Yeah.
And it's just when I had the scan and they were like, oh, how do you feel about twins? Because my sister also has a set of twins.
Oh,
wow. So I had helped her lift it. And I was just like, no, sorry. I don't know. I just broke into tears.
No, from it.
And my other half, Pete, he was like, oh my God, phoning everyone. And I was just in tears at the end of it. I was just sitting there in tears thinking, I can't do this.
Do you know what he said? I said two sentences I'll never forget. I saw it come up on the screen and I saw it before the lady that was scanning me. And I said, oh my gosh, there's another leg. And she just so relaxed went, oh yeah, yeah, it's multiples, there's two in there. And then I'll never forget, I turned around to my husband. I was like, right, first of all, two are not coming out my vagina. I was like, and we need to book a holiday right now. We will not be going on holiday for a really long time. And then I'm not even joking, for about 2 days straight, I just kept laughing, I think in shock.
Yeah.
Because I had another one. We had a little girl who was, well, turns out she was three actually when the boys were born.
Yeah.
She's been the best little helper, bless her.
I've got my own girls. I've got three of them. But there's gaps, you know. I've got a seven-year-old who was four when my middle one was born.
Find that age? That age gap.
Okay.
Go on, say it how it is.
So I think it would have been easier had we not gone into lockdown a month before my middle one was born. So we literally we went into lockdown on the Mother's Day roundabout, didn't we? So
yeah,
5th of March-ish, 22nd, and then she was born on the 20th of April. But the joke is that her and my eldest and my middle one had exactly the same due date.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing special that happens would mean that I have two April babies. So my there's exactly 4 years on 1 day between them. So life is difficult for me in that they both want a birthday party now. Yes, but they don't want the same birthday party, because what my middle one wants is too babyish for my eldest one.
Yeah.
And so
how expensive is that though? Parties now, no matter how you try and do it.
The way we're doing it this year is we're going to continue bouncy castles for as long as we bloody possibly can.
Yeah.
8-year-olds like bouncing up and down as well. It's going to be fine. So
I think with girls, you're all right with that. See, with the boys, my boy's now 8. And Tasha's got a girl at 8, which is how we met, because they both started school together. And I just found like the last bouncy castle party they went to, the boys just get rougher and rougher, and you just think, no,
yeah, they do.
Like that's it now. That's the last of that sort of play time for boys. Yeah. I think.
We're doing it in the back garden. We did it in the back garden but my eldest and we end up hiring it for like a couple of days, because then my eldest can have her party, hers, and then we can have the family party and all the cousins get to
because there's all these different ones you have to do. Yeah,
like a little family festival. You need to set it up for like 4 days and just have
a bloody festival at this point going. Yeah. Exactly. So
Do you do the thing though where you're checking the weather? Because I did this, did a party in the garden, and honestly, the week before, I'm like, no, it's gonna rain.
So the joy of it was that we didn't do a friend's birthday party for my now 3-year-old. She was turning 3 because she was only 2. It was like, we don't have friendship groups yet. She doesn't.
Yeah, and they don't really realise, do they?
Yeah, now she's turning 4. She has like close friends at nursery. But what we did was we hired the bouncy castle for 2 days, not 3. We did the friend's birthday for my eldest 1 day, and then we did the family party the next day. We had great sunshine the first day. Friends party went awesomely well, brilliant. Prosecco all round for the parents. Alcohol was flowing. It was great. However, the next day it absolutely pissed it down.
Like,
to the point where there was a layer of water on the bouncy castle. It looked like it was fizzing because the air coming through the seams of the bouncy castle was making the water bubble. And so we just sent out a message, bring your swimming costumes.
Yeah.
And all the kids came in their swim costumes and just had a great time bouncing up and down on this wet bouncy castle.
That is such a good idea. I'm not going to stress now next time I do that, because I was stressing because I had like some of her friends coming around and it said it would rain at the bouncy castle, the whole thing like you said. And I started panicking that morning, like, where's like all games, oh my gosh, we're all going to be inside, 15 kids. I started like panic, getting the Jenga out of the table, really just ridiculously panicking. It turned out all right, but now I'll think about that.
Yeah, no, and we've got One of my non-negotiables when we moved into our new house in August was that I wanted a disco ball in the kitchen.
Brilliant.
Oh, cool.
So I have a disco ball above the dining table. So my eldest has ADHD and my younger two are just like sensory fiends anyway. So sometimes we have disco dinner where we turn all the lights off and we have the disco ball on and they just like eat their dinner,
that's
which is
nice.
Great. But I've just said to my eldest, I was like, you know, if we've got kids that don't want to be on the bouncy castle, I'll put the disco ball in the front room and we'll turn all the lights off and I'll put an Alexa in there and you can have like a mini disco in the front room.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, let's do that.
Kids
so
love stuff
we're
like
gonna
that,
have
don't they?
Disco zone, we're gonna have like eating zone in the dining area of the living room, and then we'll have bouncy castle area as well. So
Brilliant.
Hopefully it'll be okay, but I think this is the last bouncy castle party I'll get away with.
I know, but don't you feel like when you have birthdays and parties coming up, this extra planning, this extra thing in the back of your brain every day until that party's over or started, or it just, I don't know what the word is, but it sends you into overdrive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything on top of what
anything
you normally
on top
do.
Of ordinary, yeah.
And it's like we talk about it in one where, like, if there's a birthday party coming up or if there's one of our birthdays or something, it's just overstimulation of, like, we've got to do this. We've got, and like you say, you've got to plan an indoors and outdoors. Is everyone going to be happy?
The cleaning. Right, the house needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, this
everyone's
is the
coming
thing.
Over.
So the other thing she wanted to do was an escape room. One of her friends had an escape room party, but they're so expensive. So for just six friends, it's over 200 quid. And then you've got to factor in going to McDonald's afterwards, because I want to go to Mickey's afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's like another 50 quid. So now you're almost 300 quid in for six kids. And so I persuaded her into this bouncy castle party because I was like, you can have more friends.
Yeah.
And again, because she's got...
slightly manipulate it.
Yeah, and because she's got ADHD, she just makes friends with everyone. She has no filter. She literally will go up to anyone in the playground and be friends with them. So she likes to meet other kids, and she's like, "That's my friend. That's my friend. That's my friend." Like, okay, but she also doesn't have, like, she's also not one of those girls that is only friends with girls. She likes playing with boys as well, and so it means that we will have. It's going to be a mixed birthday party as well. So she's got tons of boys on her list, because in her class when she started, there was literally 9 girls, and the rest of the class.
Oh wow!
Of 27 kids in her class, there were only 9 girls, and so it was like, you be friends with boys or you don't have friends.
I mean, it's quite sweet though, because we were talking about this the other day, like how they just grow up from reception going up in their class, and how they all do kind of just look out for each other, like the boys and the girls. Like, even we were saying, maybe like yours Elliot and my girl Harlow, they don't necessarily play with each other at school, but they look out for each other and they know what each other have been up to throughout the day, and we walk home together. And it's just, I don't know,
it's sweet.
You think they're staying there when they're 4 and now they're like 8 and they've just been together like Monday to Friday most weeks.
Yeah. And it's quite funny because now they're all starting to learn what our podcast is. And I think when there's certain years at school, the older years are learning about podcasts and social media.
Yes.
And I think because it's obviously part of their schooling and very important, like with the social media side of things to understand. And then they were like, you know, my auntie does a podcast and she does this. And they're all starting to think, like, oh, are you famous? Are you doing this podcast? And we're like, well, no, but it's really hard to get them because they can't listen, obviously, yet.
Yes.
But in years to come, I kind of like that they'll have this audio book of these years.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really crap at making a memory book. So at worst case, even if our podcast one day flops, we've got an audio book together. So that's
like,
quite sweet.
Oh, Mum, I really must have pissed you off that week.
Yeah, like when they actually listen to it in years to come, they'll be like, oh, really? Like, they'll be so embarrassed, Elliot will be, about some of the stuff.
Yeah,
like...
it's funny because we do like talk about our week, but we never actually go, do you know what I mean? Never discuss actual private in detail stuff about them. Like, if we had chats with them, we say enough because we want, you know, be
the comedy side of what we're doing.
Yeah, and we say stuff when we think it's relative and that would help other people. But we kind of know the level as well.
Yeah, it's like with the diaries and stuff we go into, don't we? Which
yeah.
I think for other parents is quite interesting, because if you've got older or younger, like, do you read their diaries? Do you not? And I think that way is kind of nice for other parents when we do talk about stuff like that. It's relatable, thinking, oh yeah, I thought about that. Mm. Do you, don't you? And they're the sort of like topical stuff we talk about, but we don't go.
Whereas with ourselves, we bear it all. Yeah. We really just because it's us, we can.
Yeah.
So something similar happened at school recently. My eldest had to film a vlog as part of a group work.
Oh, yes.
And so it was so funny though, the group chat, class chat went off and it was just hilarious. So she was part of a group that was filming a vlog all about dancing. That's one of her interests. She goes to dance classes. But some of the boys had to film a vlog all about gladiators. And then there was some debate in the group, in the class chat, about what sort of gladiators it was, because us as parents went straight for educational. This was, you know, Roman gladiators, blah blah blah.
No,
no. The boys were trying to convince their mums, no, we're vlogging about the show on a Saturday.
I instantly bought food too.
They were vlogging about the show on a Saturday, and then of course, us being the age that we are, a lot of the mums went, oh, what? Some of them didn't even realise that there was a new series of gladiators out.
Yeah,
and so they were like,
that,
what? You mean like Wolf and Vixen? They were like,
he was my favourite.
No. Who are they?
And Bio Man.
There's on social media where he does the food eating. Yeah. I can't remember what his name is.
And my boys are so into it. Like, I spoke about it on our pod a few weeks ago. Like, if someone needs to set up, and I said about a business, didn't I? A gladiator party.
You know, like a ninja.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a ninja warrior.
Would do that all day long and then just have some characters come in dressed up. You know, like you get Frozen characters, but I need gladiators. I mean, think of the mums anyway. Like, the mums would just be sitting there with our glass of Prosecco, like, this is brilliant, this party, all these gladiators walking around half naked.
That one, let's book that party.
I think it's a win-win.
I feel like we might need to have a gladiators themed party now. Yes. Hire one of those obstacles bouncing castles.
That's what I'm saying. And you can do that sumo suits. You just so many things you can do.
Yeah.
And you could get like the bats where they knock each other. I think it's
brilliant.
Great.
Yeah.
You just got to get your hubby to do the gladiator outfit now.
I mean, how is your WhatsApp, your group chat for your class? Some are full on and some are all right.
It's quite a good space, actually, and we do have a laugh. And every now and again, a mum will send in, a joke, like a reel or a video or something, to make us all laugh. It's when my friend, so there are four of us that are really good friends in the class.
Yeah.
There's me and my friends Anna, Tina and Kirsty, and, you know, we are the four musketeers, right? And it's when one of them finds one of my reels really hilarious and then decides to send it into the mum's WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
And I don't do that because I'm not a attention seeking, hello, look at me kind of person. Yeah. But sometimes I think, oh no, if they do that, I think, oh my God, they think that I've put them up to that maybe or something. But recently,
because you feel, I don't know why we should, because it's just all
private. I know.
Either we're like, oh, I don't want to.
It's really difficult though, isn't it? Because like you say, you don't want to be like, because we don't know who listens, do you? You know how many people listen, but you don't know who those people are.
You know how sometimes then I find out if someone will say something and I think, have I said that? And I'm like, oh, I said that on the pod.
Yeah.
And then I think, that's nice though, because they're listening.
Yeah,
but we're the same. We've got so many, like, you've got such an audience there though, and we don't send any of our stuff to any of those groups, do we?
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? But we so some of the mums saw my latest reel, one of my latest reels, which was essentially a music video parody of Katrina and the Waves Walking on Sunshine. Now I my husband watched me, because we both work from home, watched me running around my back garden with the tripod and my phone in it, and dressed up in as much sort of like 80s styles shit I could find. He also had a go at me because I'd had a shower and then plaited my hair and got into bed with wet hair. And he was like really pissed with me because that night he had to sleep next to this essentially wet dog of a lady.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That I could have the 80s frizzy.
Oh, that's so funny.
And so he watched me running around the garden and doing all this stupid stuff. And then I edited it and I sent it to him. And he was like, no, it's brilliant. I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, post it. And honestly, I had to psych myself up to get this out because, like, I'd written
it. Oh, it's awful, isn't it? Yeah.
I was like, and I'm not the best singer. I can hold a note in.
It's not about that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And but I so, know like, you're the feeling you mean.
But some of the kids had seen it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And yeah. So, but us, my eldest Usla hadn't seen it. And then some of her friends went, your mummy's like does music videos. And she was like, what? So she was like, you have to show me. And I gave her the phone and I ran away to the furthest point in the house because I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to see her reaction.
Yeah.
And she just came up to me. She was like, mummy, that was so good. Well done.
Bless her. Yeah, see, you don't know how that. I always think that, like, you don't know how they're going to deal with it, don't you? And like you say, how much do you show? Because some of them, obviously, we had a mum say the other day, oh, your like podcast just come on my Alexa. And obviously the kids were in the room and obviously she didn't hear anything. She cut it off. But you just think there'll be some people that have older siblings that may listen. Like, do you be open and honest at some point and go, like, you're going to have to listen or watch it if you want?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard with our own kids, isn't it? How to deal with it all.
They're so sweet because they're really supportive because if we have a guest, sometimes we go up and record, don't we, in a studio or something, or sometimes we record like at home, like now. And sometimes if the kids see us setting up, because we often record in the evenings, like once in bed, they're so sweet. They're so interested, aren't they? And like one of my little girl's made us these little flyers before, like, you know, like she's been like writing or what, your girl, didn't she?
Yeah, she did it.
She did it as her homework, like took in this whole drawing and thing to school. And we realised when she come out of school with it, they are really like,
see, I think my twins would be fine with it. They've got like good humour, but my eldest Ellie's very serious.
Yeah.
Character like, and I just think I wouldn't want to, you know, in years to come, how do you know it's not going to come back on them? Do you know what I mean? Oh, look, your mum did this, or because you know what social media is like for like keeping the track.
But that's why I can honestly think when I look back, we sometimes do rant, but it's nothing that as a mum, you don't, it's nothing out of the ordinary.
No, yeah,
and like we don't sit there and absolutely slag them off at all because that's just not us. We don't do that. We say stuff that is just
comedy value, I suppose.
Well, I think it would help other mums, really.
Yeah.
Or not even just mums, parents.
But that's
and comedy, like, you have to laugh at it to get through. You have to laugh at parenting.
Yeah, I think that's our main thing, isn't it? I think if we didn't laugh most weeks, we'd probably cry. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of mums that we're under so much pressure, aren't we? Working and, you know, we're flying about all over the place. And like you say, there's always school things going on that you've got to attend to. There's always this. There's always somewhere you've got to be. And I just think some weeks you're just like, we just
you've
have
got
to
a
laugh.
Lot. I just think you have to laugh at it.
I think sometimes it's so difficult. Like, you know, I have guests on, like we, a lot, as well as having like, you know, your odd celeb guest, as you guys have as well. I have a lot of specialists on as well that talk about, you know, like speech and language and fussy eating, and who, you know, Emma, who's a fully qualified paediatric dietitian, comes on and gives advice and things as well. I've had health Leanne, who's a fabulous health visitor, on, who shares her knowledge and advice and experience and everything as well. And I think sometimes, like, It's easy to draw on my own experience, but what I try and do is, like you guys, get my listeners to participate and send in their questions as well. But then, obviously, I have my own experiences too. And so I do share those, but I'm trying to be very conscious of the fact that one day my kids will listen to it. And I don't want to sit there and go, oh, my middle one has the worst tantrums and she's just a pain in the ass and I can't deal with it. she does have the worst tantrums. She can be a pain in the ass, but so can I. And although I struggle to deal with it sometimes because I can't even regulate my own emotions, let alone help her regulate hers, it's one of those things. Like, I don't want her to sit there and think sometime in the future that I don't love her, because I do. I love her more than anything. Yeah. I love all my kids more than anything. But they all test me in multiple different ways. And like you, I struggle at the moment, because it's only 19 months between my youngest two. Yeah. Developmentally, right now, they're going through very different things, but at certain times, they're incredibly similar. Yeah. And so, like, my youngest at the moment is potty training, and she's cracking it. She's doing really well. Obviously, I've got my other two who can use the loo perfectly fine now.
Yeah.
But, like, at some points, my 3-year-old and my 2-year-old are incredibly similar. And then at other times, like right now, Indy's taking that huge leap. She's starting school in September. And then my youngest is just learning to use the loo. And there's some times where they're playing games all together, and you're like, Indy and Hannah are best friends. They're doing incredibly well. They're developmentally very similar. And then right now, Indy's taking this huge leap developmentally, and Hannah is also taking her own leap, but it's much further back, and they just hate each other right now. And I'm just
I'm not sure mine have ever liked each other, if I'm honest.
It's right. So, but I'm struggling with the car also at the moment. Like, still has to have a car seat. She's 7, and
yeah,
we're all vertically challenged. I'm 5. Yeah. 3. My husband's 5 foot, wants to say bigger than he is, but he's 5'8" and my kids aren't the tallest, you know, and so so she has like a proper high back booster seat. She's moved into the same size seat as her sister, but then Hannah has this middle seat in the middle with the, you know,
harness,
of course, yes, yeah.
And so, like, trying to buckle all three of them in the morning is so difficult. And then when Hannah doesn't want to sit in the harness seat because it's got a harness, and you have to, like,
and you feel awful, but you literally are having to try and, like, squeeze them down, yeah.
It's like wrestling the slipperiest fish known to man, and you're just, like, getting
I would like to say it does change your life when they plug themselves in, but now when you get that, all you get is the fight of where who's sitting. Yeah. I'm in the front, I'm in the middle at the back, I'm this, and it's like, just get in the bloody car. Yeah.
So every
it.
Like, the way we do it is like all of us get in the car. So I go, me and my husband are both in the car. And then, because school is like here and nursery's there. So what he does is, Syl will drive, he'll drop me off at school with Usla, I'll take her in. He then takes the littles to nursery, and that's the way we divvy it up. And then he picks me up at the petrol station. We go grab a Costa, and then start.
It's a proper procedure.
Yeah. We've got it nailed now, right? We know what we're doing. But sometimes it's like, on a Tuesday, he'll go to the gym. So I do school run on my own. So again, I've got it down to a T. I can get them buckled into the car by 8:20, so I can drop the youngest two off first.
Yeah, because if you're late, it really throws it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's easier on that Tuesday morning to get them in the car, because my eldest will sit in the front on a booster seat.
Yeah.
And the younger two will take the seats that they want. Yeah. So there's no argument. Yeah. Whereas, like, so every morning, every other morning of the week, my eldest is like, is daddy coming with us? It's like, yes, daddy's coming with us. Like,
oh, so
okay. Does daddy have to come?
Tash and Reese, one of them always sits in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because we can't fit 3 car seats. Well, we could. We can't fit 3 car seats in the row in the back. They've all got the same, the booster upright ones now.
Yeah.
But it is a technical nightmare to even try. I just can't even clip the belts in.
Yeah.
One in the front, 2 in the back. One of us will go in the middle and one drives. And the thing is, right, we can both fit in the middle. However,
okay,
it's like, it's just stressful because you're like trying to climb in, get him in, you're trying to click your seat in, and the kids are there. And so I literally will do whatever I can to get in that car first. And then what I do is I reverse it out the drive and like wait, as if to say, we're waiting. But really, what I'm saying is, I'm driving. I would have pulled out, so there's no point me changing.
That's what I'm saying. Even if I
he's 6 foot 2 or something, and I'm like 5 foot.
Yeah,
too. So like, I really should be going in the middle.
Says to me, oh, like the kids are fighting about the front seat because Tasha's a real mare about her front seat. I don't have that argument so much, but yeah. And then what I love are the fact that she's like 35 and she's still fighting with her husband about who's in the front seat. So clearly nothing ever changes. You've got to get dibs the front seat.
The thing is, like, I re-listened to your first episode the other day, and you were talking about car seats in that. But also, there was something else you mentioned as well, and you've just mentioned, like, she's 35, she's still arguing with her husband about the middle seat, right? But in that episode, you also say, like, sometimes you just stand there and you're like, I'm a grown up, like, I own a house. Like, sometimes I just stand there and I'm like. What the actual hell? I own a house. I have children. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
I was thinking, but literally, I was listening to that yesterday while I was frantically tidying my house, because I have decided that it was like something I had to give into was I had to get a cleaner.
Yeah,
that's really privileged.
Because I had
three children sleeping in the same bedroom in a two-bedroom house before I moved into this house. So we'd been saving for like nearly 10 years to be able to buy this house. We'd gone through issues with employment and things as well. Like, my husband got made redundant just as we were moving house and everything. The first time we tried to move, and I was very pregnant with my second child. And so it was like everything like came to a head, and we had to pull out the first time and start saving again to be able to move.
Finally
we got here, we've got three bedrooms now, two of them share, but it's a huge room, and I had this burden of like tidying, cleaning, and trying to get five people's worth of fucking laundry done every week.
That's a full-time job in itself, let me just say, washing, I mean, I don't think you know that, honestly, you could just spend all day doing that, and you still wouldn't be finished the washing.
So I was frantically tidying yesterday for the cleaner to start, because I just thought, you know, but the thing is, she's only done 1 week. So like, this was the second week, right?
The first can't let week, see the real was, you yet.
Yeah, but the first week, like, the house was a tip. Like, we've managed to keep it quite relatively tidy, which is amazing. But I've already felt so much difference having a cleaner. Like, the house has been tidy for a week because we've enjoyed having it clean. And also, I only have two buckets worth of laundry to do, not four buckets worth of laundry, you know. And so I was like, I feel like I'm more on top of everything because she's come and cleaned my house, which is amazing.
I think that.
But I was like, sat there, I was like, I've got a cleaner. I've got a three bedroom house with a garden that my kids can actually run around in and enjoy themselves in, and I have a cleaner. Like, and then I sit there and I think, like, me and my husband are, you know, we're both, he's 37, I'm 36, and we both still argue like we're 12-year-olds sometimes. Like, you know, like, you end up like punching each other in the arm while making dinner and like playing stupid games. And I'm like, I hope that we don't get to that point where we don't like playing and being silly.
That's part of your personality, isn't it? That's part of who
me
you
and
are.
Reese, these stupid stuff all the time still to each other, like, so random. He picked up in the supermarket the other day. I'm like down the other aisle, but he can see me, and he just picked up a watermelon and was like, think fast, and just chucked it at me. And I'm like grabbing it. he'd actually recorded it, I think, sent it, I don't know, someone as a joke. But stuff like that, it's just having fun, isn't it? I mean, that is a bit random what we did, but we do just silly stuff all the time, like, because I just think you have to.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not saying to go and throw a watermelon, because after that, the kids were like, I said, no, you just don't do that.
But it does blow your mind when you sit back, like, I had it the other day, and like, I was walking past my little girl's room, and she's like, at nighttime, you know, they always want to tell you something really important, and you can't say no, because Yeah. Every therapist in the world was like, you need to listen to your kids at night. That's important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like their minds unwinding. So you're like, right, I can't say no. And they know it as well. They bloody well know that you've got to listen at night. So I'm
just
past...
one more thing, mummy.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about all of my friends?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Sure. But I walked past the room and she went, Mum, can I tell you something? And there was that split second where I stood there and I was like, this person looks at me like I look at my mum. Yeah. And it just blows my mind because I don't feel any older or more responsible than when I was 18. On the inside, you still think you're still like in your 20s, you're fighting, like, and all of a sudden you've got these three people that I look at every so often like, oh my God, you're relying on me to sort you out. It just blows my mind.
The amount of responsibility that we have now, and then like I think back to when I went to uni and I was 18, and or like when I got my first job when I was 15, and I used to have to use the money from my first job to pay for my monthly bus pass and to pay for, you know, a packet of chips on the way home from college, and maybe every now and again.
Bags I used to get my I used to skip the food. That's how bad it was.
Oh yeah, no, I couldn't skip the food. The food was life. And
food is life. We love like, food. We love food.
Yeah, or like you know, when you used to save up to buy that, you know, like that graphic tee from like Topshop or something. I used to save up my money, and I had responsibility, and I felt like some, you know, really big person having like £30 a week from my job, and 15 quid of that a month went on a bus pass that could get me, because I grew up in North London, so my bus pass could get me all around London. And so we used to like literally meet up and just get the night bus into London, hang out around Trafalgar Square, and then get the night bus back. That was really cool because it came from four roads away from my house. I could get the night bus into central London and back. And that was a huge achievement. And now I have three people and a dog that rely on me.
Mind blowing, isn't
it? And I have to feed them and clothe them and wipe their asses and hold sick bowls out to them when they're not well.
Why do we always do that?
Oh, yes.
Why do we do this? Like, we're going to catch anything when they're like, I'm sick.
Here's a question for you, because we spoke about this in one of our episodes when we tried to record like three times the other month, and each time one of our kids was literally like going through the sick bug, then I was. So we were still talking about, what is everyone in their house has a sick bowl?
Mm-hmm.
What is yours? And everyone uses it then for something
else.
Mine
and my saucepans, put it that way.
So my sick bowl is a plastic bowl.
Yeah. But is it then used in your kitchen?
It is our regular movie night popcorn bowl.
And don't the kids let it out and go, Mum, why have you brought the sick bowl out?
Mine said to someone, you're baking them. Yeah, that's our sick bowl. You're baking the cakes in.
Oh.
So my mum didn't used to use like a bowl as a sick bowl. We, you know, my mum was the kind of mum that had, you know, the sink bowl. I don't have a sink bowl, but my mum still does. But my mum always used the sink bowl as a sick bowl. And then I'd sit, and then like now, I sit there and I think, oh yeah, we're eating popcorn out the sick bowl. But I know that it's been through the dishwasher, it's safe, it's cool. I sit there and I think, my mum didn't have a dishwasher. She used the sink bowl, and then she's washing our dishes in it. But then I remember her bleaching it.
That's the best one I've heard.
But still,
that's
my favourite. Like,
the sink bowl. My mum used to have a sink bowl. Do you remember them? To sink bowls. See, this is what I mean. What happens to all this sort of stuff?
So I know a few people with sink bowls still. They upset me a bit, they annoy me a bit.
But my mum still has a sink bowl. My mum has a drying rack on the thing. Mm. I bought one when our dishwasher went. So we couldn't actually put our dishwasher in the kitchen when we moved in. I went through a month of having to hand my hands went to shit, you know.
Yeah, so, awful.
But I bought a drying rack for the thingy-me-what's-it that is next to the sink. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Words. Sometimes. But I was putting everything on the drying rack, and it was great. And it was one of those really fancy Amazon ones. It was like 20 quid, you know.
Yeah.
And the minute the dishwasher got popped it back into place,
Never
my
easier.
husband disappeared it off to the garage, and I'm not allowed
That's
to
what
use
I'm
it
like.
anymore.
Yeah, I don't like
It's
clutter.
clutter.
Yeah.
Oh, you and
Clutter
him
in the
get on
kitchen.
so well.
I'm not too bad about it, but the kitchen worktops for me, I don't know why. It's like I don't like any clutter.
Yeah,
I'm
me
looking
either.
at them now, thinking, is there
I
any
know,
out
we
there?
almost went like that. I just, oh yeah, I hate, if my other half leaves anything anywhere, it just drives,
Yeah.
I mean, he just leaves stuff all over the place. It drives me insane.
I mean,
Absolutely insane.
it's funny because going back to what you said about the cleaner, I do think though this goes back to I don't like the clutter because I feel like there's always so much going on in the house that if the house is tidy, in my mind's just better. It's
Yeah.
I can kind of everything else. I don't know. I just if everything else is so busy, I just at least want the house to be like in order, which is why I think like the cleaner. That is if you. Well, I really want a cleaner. If you can afford it, that is such a good. It's just worth it, I
I go
think.
through moments with this because then I do like things like at weekends. So obviously, that's when most women or couples start cleaning the house because
Yeah.
obviously, all week people 9 to 5 normally are working. And I go through these motions in my head like, right, I'm not going to clean the house today. I'm going to take the kids out on their bike and I'm going to enjoy the day and I'm not going to let it, but I
So
can't. I
that
can't
was
let it
something
because it
else.
overcomes me by the time I get home, and then I'm the one cleaning at 9 p.m. at night because I've decided to take him out on a bike. I just can't let it go. I
But this was the
can't.
thing, it was exactly the same for us. So we've got my husband's got a large family that we're close to. I've got my family that we're close to as well. And then we've all got birthdays and things, especially in the
Yeah.
spring. And so like we want to go out and spend time with friends and family and stuff as well. And so we have been. And then we both work from home. And then we use the summer house at the end of the garden as our office. And so we sort of avoid the house during the week. And then it ends up being that overnight we just quickly do the dishwasher, or we'll quickly run the Hoover around like downstairs, but not get upstairs, or I'll do the laundry and fold the clothes, but I'm not putting them away. And it was just building up and building up. And my husband is a self-proclaimed perfectionist. I am going through my own diagnosis for ADHD, and I need
Oh,
a
wow.
Doom. Yeah, I have Doom piles everywhere because I need to be able to see the stuff to know that it exists, right? I'm one of those people that needs the things visible to know. Like I've got here, I have like a small pile of stuff that includes the dance newsletter to remind me that I've actually got to pay for her
Oh,
exam. I still haven't done so.
yet. You know, and all that stuff. And but he needs things away, and he needs clear space, right? And so we're like, we can be like chalk and cheese. But I've learned his hiding places. So like generally, if I'm looking for the Doom pile that was on top of the microwave, that tends to have migrated itself into the cack drawer. And so that's the first
It's
place I'll
good.
look for stuff. But like it's just like one of those things. And so because everything was like building up, we'd then spend like a good chunk of Saturday cleaning and tidying the two of us. And it's just so stressful. And you end up shouting at each other. And like he's putting things away that I need to see. And I'm like trying to clean, but I'm not
Stress.
actually tidying before I do it. And it because I don't tidy. And I'm the type of person that would also stuff everything in a carrier bag and hide it in the back of my wardrobe and then forget that it exists.
That was me as a child. I used to do that all the time,
Yeah.
apparently.
And that's what my eldest does as well. And so like, but she, I'm like, where are all your tights? And she's like, I put them in my drawer. Mate, you
But
don't
now I
know where
understand
they
why my
are.
mum used to be like, right, I'm just going to shut your room because it's annoying me. Like, I understand. Because when you clean the
Yeah.
house, and if one of the kids' rooms is a complete mess, I don't know. A lot of the stuff now, I'm kind of like, yeah, I understand why my mum said that,
Yeah.
actually. Or I
Yeah.
understand this. Like, when she used to go, no, you're not hungry, you're bored. Like, but
But
it's
this is the
amazing.
thing.
Now you've ticked that box of having a cleaner. Like, you
Yeah.
can just, it's another part of your brain that can be clear.
But that's the thing. So, having spending a couple of quid and putting that aside to have her means that I can actually concentrate on doing the laundry and I know it's getting done and put away instead of then having to worry about this. So, instead of spending that morning time on a Saturday cleaning, I'm instead putting clothes away, and which is great. So, I generally try and get like a load done a day and then I'm not putting it away. It's just not getting done. And so I end up with like four IKEA bags of
I mean,
laundry.
I think everyone has that pile somewhere in their house,
Yeah,
the laundry,
somewhere.
whether it's
Oh,
in the
it's never
hallway.
ending.
Sometimes it's in our hallway. Then if people are coming over, sometimes I move it to our room. It's always different piles, but it's always a pile somewhere. Because I saw this thing the other day and I was thinking, like, you feel hard on yourself because the washing baskets are never empty, but they're never going to be, are they? Unless we're readers.
I've
I have
got a
said to my
reel.
husband, like, can you just stop wearing clothes all the time? Or so many clothes.
I've got a reel that I'll share it to my stories again today, and I'll tag you guys in it because it's really funny. And it was me finding the bottom of the laundry basket, and then my daughter shoving a vest in there. Like,
Yeah,
it
how
was like,
funny.
oh,
Yeah,
you
I
know
saw
when
it
you like
yesterday.
you
This
found
morning,
it.
yeah, this
It exists. The
morning.
bottom of the laundry basket is there.
Yeah,
There should
I know. It's mental. But then I did mine. I finally emptied mine this morning, but then I've got to wash all the beds. So that'll be 2 days now of bed washing. It doesn't get washing
Yeah,
in. Listen,
nightmare, isn't it?
I am though, the minute the sun come out the other day, I know it's changed again now, but I was like, I'm so old because the first thing I thought when the sun come out was,
Hang your washing
yeah,
up.
watching is going to be amazing. Oh, what am I thinking?
I mega jinxed it last weekend. I put laundry out, I filmed it, I shared it to my Instagram, and then the
Oh
next
yeah,
day
that's
just
gone.
chucked it. But I have managed to get three loads out in
That's
such
oh, that's really good. That is really good. How
I
old are we?
know, sad,
We're
isn't
so
it?
old.
Don't see the sun and think, oh, pub guards, and now we think, oh, laundry,
No.
washing.
I know. Gone are
Oh.
the days when we can hang out
Yeah.
in the pub garden.
Oh, those were
So
the
sad,
days after
isn't it?
work. Magical. Yeah.
So, now we know you guys communicate over voice note. I use voice notes as well in much the same way, because you can pause them. Like, so if your kids are interrupting you and you're listening to one, you can always pause it and come back to
Yeah,
it and
yeah.
everything later as well, which is amazing. And I've only really started using voice notes in that kind of way in the last like 6 months with one of my best friends who we really struggled to chat. She doesn't have kids, I have three. She has busy social life. I have no social life. But yeah, we still can't ever find like even half an hour just to pick up the phone and actually have a chat. So
Yeah.
voice notes have really helped us stay in touch, which is amazing. But you get your listeners to send voice notes in as well, don't you? And you talk about that.
Yeah, they send voice notes and they send it in about all sorts. So it could be maybe like something they've had go wrong on a date, or it could be like we had one recently where she was saying her kids threw up in a supermarket and she kind of just had to leave. Like, what would we have done? And they send us in questions as well sometimes because they quite like it if we have a different opinion on stuff. Because a lot of the time we can be pretty similar. What did we disagree on? Something over Christmas, the Christmas
Oh,
period,
the
and people were
Christmas
like, we
food,
love
wasn't it?
that
Christmas
Christmas
food,
food, yeah.
yeah. And what was nice about it though is because of voice note, I find it quite, you're getting to know the person, you hear a bit of their personality, and it definitely tells the story, I think, better than, oh, write us an email and we'll read your story out, because everyone's expression or emotion in that moment, and like you say with your friend, it's like you are having that conversation, but just breaking it up over time. And I just find it, you get so much more from a voice note that you probably wouldn't get if they wrote it out in an email, because the moment's lost,
I
if
think
that
as
makes
well, you
sense.
like sometimes miss the context from a text, don't
Yes.
you? Like you read it how you think it should
Yeah,
be read,
exactly
not
that.
how they mean it as well.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
when you
And it's
get an
often really
email.
wrong. Whereas, but I know exactly what you mean, like when you said about with you and your friend, like, because it is really hard with the kids to have a tele, like, because just to even be on the phone for half hour, it just, because once the kids are in bed, you're often then doing dinner and, you know, it's a bit of time with your other half or whatever. And me and my friend do it as well. I often like message in the morning and then she could come back to me, I don't know, in the afternoon. Then you go back in the, and you're still having a conversation, but at the times that you can fit it in between you.
And it
It's
has taken the listeners a while to get brave
To
enough, to
warm
be fair.
up, but
Like
they
it's probably taken us a good 6 months into it till people would like, oh, I don't want my voice in there, don't listen to me. And we've got a best mate that's like just literally in the last month started sending only us a voice note, because we're like, you have to send voice notes, you have to. She's like, I hate the sound of my own voice. I'm like, look, so do I. But ever since I started doing this, because I don't listen to mine back, Tash does.
I do.
She plays her back.
This is the thing that is a huge barrier for me to get over when I started doing the podcast. So I've moderated webinars for work and stuff, and I edited those webinars, but I'd always just like, you know, it was a clean cut always for webinars, like that. No one ever really swore. No one ever said anything that was really like mega controversial in industry wise that meant I had to snip the middle.
You're gonna say or interesters.
There was one webinar I did for work, and the guy just took his vape out and vaped halfway through as if he wasn't on camera. I was just like, well, I'll have to cut that then, won't I? But generally speaking, I try so hard not to listen to myself back. But when I did that parody reel, I had to, because I had to make sure that one, I was singing in time with the music, and two, that I was cutting it in the right places for the words and my mouth and everything. I was so cringe the whole way through. But like, I hated listening to my own voice. I'm getting more used to it now the longer I do it. But I can understand why people might not want to hear themselves speak, but at the end of the day, it's a really fun format, and you're more in the conversation if you're sending voice notes in and in that way. I think I just love it.
They interact, they're getting like good now, aren't they? Like,
and then we get to know people as well. It's a nice, I just think it's a nice concept to have, and I think it's something quick and easy. Because like a lot of us, we're all so busy all the time. Yeah. So to sit down and actually go, oh, I really love that story, can you just type that out for me? It's just, for me, I just think I know how I would do it, and it would just be to throw a voice note in.
We've started saying to people, just save our number, because we give it out every episode. Save our number in your phone. And then if something funny or something stresses you, whatever, because we just cover all subjects, message us. Send us in like we're your friends.
And we
talk about it, and you are anonymous. It doesn't, like, do you know what I mean? No one knows.
And it can even be the emotional days as well. We're not always about like banter and the days when you're down and you just need that little bit of a I'm feeling it today, because we have those days as well, don't we?
It's funny, isn't it? And they're the, like, before I started like doing voice notes, I'd try and dictate my messages as well. But I used to find that really frustrating, because sometimes like it would mishear me
and then type something
completely the opposite. I was just like, do you know what? Fuck it. It's easier, just voice note. But do you know, it wasn't until I saw Mum the Mic posted a video about, did you know that in WhatsApp you can push the microphone up and it just stays
hold
on
the button,
and I was like, that's changed my life, literally. I cut myself off halfway through a voice note.
I only found that out a couple of months ago. It's changed my life.
Mind blown.
We have this one mate that sends like mini podcasts, that's what we've named her as, because her voice notes. And then my other mate messaging was like, how do you hold your finger for that long? Like, what are you doing that you can just stop and do this? And then one of them was like, no, you didn't. Just thingy it up and it holds the phone. And she was like, my God, this has changed my life.
What we were trying to do, because one of them had said, you know, when, like you said, when you speak into it, then it texts it for you.
Yeah.
We're like, no, you need, come on, get onto voice notes with us, because we're in this group and stuff. And she was like, okay. So then she sent off the first voice note, didn't she? And she was like, how are you guys doing? It's brilliant though. Like, she's well into it now, isn't she?
She's getting better.
Yeah.
Once you do the first couple, it's like anything, isn't it? Once you've done a few and you've heard yourself, or you
feel like WhatsApp should be giving us an ad, to be fair.
Yeah, I think WhatsApp should let us promote this.
One of some of my friends were a bit late to the podcast thing and listening to the podcast and everything, and so, I mean, I don't blame them. Like, not every episode is for everyone. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, because my episodes tend to cover certain subjects, like people dip in and out of it, and so like if it's relevant for them, they'll come in and they'll listen. Like, not everyone's going to listen to a podcast about neurodiversity if their children are neurotypical or whatever. But yeah, it's one of those things. And so I like, she was like, oh, I just started listening to it because, like, you know, even just having like you on in the background, I really like just having you there. And I was like, oh, okay, that's really nice. And then she was like, and then a couple of episodes in, she came in and she came into school. She was like, it's really weird. It's like, I'm now like speaking to like a famous person. Yeah. And you're like, she's like, you're on YouTube and you're on Spotify everywhere. And then I've got one friend, I literally have like a couple of people who listen on Amazon Music, and I know who they are because but one of my friends was like, it was really weird because I came home and I, you know, I might like bring it up on the Amazon app on my phone and play it on the Alexa, choose which Alexa I want it to play on. She said, but I didn't think to go into the house and say, device that shall not be named because I have one in this room and I don't want it to start randomly playing. Play Mum's Work in Chaos, and it just started playing it, and I was, and it started from the episode I'd left off at, and it was really cool. So now I just come in and just go, play my podcast, play this, and it's like, it's really weird though.
My mates will now, so say we have like a girls' night out or our little catch ups, and they're like, I'm just saying this off the record, I don't want this put on the pod. Like, this is how they start the conversation. I'm like, because anything is open to the pod if I'm involved in the conversation. So they're always like, don't put that on the pod. Or they'll message me and be like, oh, don't say my name if you're going
to
say it.
And yeah, like, and I'm like, you've got to put that on there. You've got to.
but there's sometimes where, like, the four of us will meet at, like, we'll go for, like, breakfast one morning at the Toby or something. And there's some conversations where I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, really wish I had a mic and I could just record this, because like these sorts of conversations are like the sort of things that some people just don't have. Like, I know I'm incredibly privileged to have this group of friends who I can rely on and who can rely on me equally. So like on a Wednesday, I'll take a bunch of the girls to dancing, and then their parents will pick them up from dancing. Yeah. Every now and again, I'll get a straggler for dinner or whatever, you know. And I'm incredibly privileged that I work from home and I can do that, and that I can, you know, catch up in the evening. My boss is incredible, and she's one of those people that's kind of like, as long as you're getting the work done, really don't care.
Yeah, which is amazing. And it should be like that, shouldn't it? If you're getting the work done.
But it's just like, and then I know again that I'm incredibly privileged to have now access to all of these specialists and people who are incredibly experienced in what they do, and you know, brilliant at what they do. And if I'm struggling with something, I can literally text, you know, a speech therapist. My eldest has speech therapy, and say, you know, she's really struggling with this. I've got this huge thing about this method that I'm supposed to use, but I don't know what I'm doing with it, and my own ADHD is preventing me from actually reading it, because I'm looking at it and I just think, oh my god, that's so much to read, I can't be asked to read it. Like, could you help me? And you know, and things like that, and it's amazing. And I know that like doing this has opened me out to be able to speak to all these amazing people, but equally having some, you know, funny episodes with some, you know, more high profile guests as well. And you guys had your own high profile guests on with you.
Yeah, we've had some great guests, haven't we?
Yeah, we just add them on Instagram until they give in, and then
and we were like, oh, it'd be interesting, because we're like obviously two mums chatting every week. And we were like, it'd be interesting to have like the dad's side of it.
Yeah.
Just a man, not even like the dad, just a man's side of things. Because we don't just talk about parents and stuff, we talk about all sorts.
Yeah.
And the first one we had was Dapper Laughs. He was brilliant, very funny, really like nice guys. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And then we had, was it Fun Dad Bean the first time?
Yeah.
We loved his reels, and it was just really relatable, wasn't it? Like his comedy. And then we had a guy that's got triplets.
Oh, God.
From having twins, we were quite interested. So that was an interesting one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've all been brilliant, haven't they?
Yeah, but we just really good. Tag the people that we think are funny or people we would vibe
interesting,
off. Or, you know, it just nothing. I think you learn in this sort of industry that if you don't try, like you just, I mean, who would have known we'd have had Dapper Laughs? Like when we initially, like he replied back, we were both like,
yeah, I was putting the kids to bed and he replied back. And oh, I was like, gosh. But this had been after months of like, you know, contacting him and stuff like that. Yeah, and what he replied back, and I nearly fainted.
You get hyped, but then you think, oh, what if they don't message back after that? Or what if they don't come?
We didn't actually tell anyone. No one knew, did they, that we were even going up to we were like, you don't know how it's going to go.
Yeah, we sort of set people up in the background, and then till it actually happens, we're both a bit like, no.
Yeah, like we've got quite a few set up, and we're like, but we never say, because we feel like we jinx it, and you don't know with a podcast how it's going to go until you've had the conversation and you've done it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I was really lucky. My first podcast episode, I actually recorded it with the ladies from the Bluey pod, Gotta Be Done. And they were brilliant. Yeah, cool. And their podcast is just lovely. And I listen to it all the time because they're, you know, they're Australians. They're talking about Bluey. Two of my favourite things. And and I feel like I know Kate and Mary like so well now.
Yeah.
And to have, you know, to have one of them join me on the pod was amazing. And they're so supportive and lovely. They actually posted that episode to their own podcast as well to help me launch mine.
Wow, that is
so kind. And then someone else, Axinia, she's got something stupid like 120, 130, maybe 140 now, 1,000 followers on Instagram. She's just but she posted something about like baby groups and how she like really struggled with them, and so did I, and we sort of bonded over our joint disdain of baby groups. And she's got really dark humor as well, but she's brilliant. And so we just like bonded, we started talking, and I was like, this woman is talking to me like shit. You know, she's got hundreds of thousands of followers. Yeah. She's talking to me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, don't fancy coming on the podcast, do you? And she was like, yeah. And then recently, so she's been on twice. And then recently she shared my parody reel. And I was just like,
it's amazing stuff like that when people support each other, because it can change a lot, because it means a lot.
Even like everyone we've had on, all of the guests, we've got all their numbers. Like if we like need really a little bit of advice, or like, I mean, you know, obviously Dapper's like touring, he's quite big. We're going to see him in tour, aren't we? When he comes.
Oh, wow.
Like, even him and his wife, they support us. They're really lovely, like, and they're down to earth people. And you just think, it is nice to have, like, it sort of blows us away. But even when you think back to that, we had him on, it was like, wow. Yeah. And like Fun Dad Dean, like, he's obviously now starting out his own podcast, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's like, I just loved it. And he was so nervous because you don't know who these people are. You're just seeing them on Instagram.
Yeah.
We were like, hang on, we're two women going to London.
Guys.
To meet these guys.
When you think about it, it's a bit like
nothing, no clue about. You don't know if you're going to get on or not. You don't know if you're going to have any conversation with them or not.
Yeah.
But we've been really lucky with all our guests.
Yeah. So, and what we've actually ended up doing is being in contact with their other halves as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is, we've taken them stuff, haven't we? Like one of them, we took like a big box of donuts just to say, like, you know, this is for the fam. We appreciate your time coming out. Yeah,
I think one of the things that I really this goes for all of us, but for you, this comment is, you know, targeted at you, obviously, is that the success of a podcast, I feel, is about the ability to build that rapport with people. And like, if even if you have like the trickiest guest, like you know pros, Terry Wogan, you know, etc., had difficult guests on, but they were still able to make it work, you know. And I think that's the thing, is being personable, being open, and sharing your own experiences as well, like you do, just means that you're able to build that rapport with people. And the success of a podcast and the success of being able to interview people is 100% on the interviewer. Like, you could have the worst guest in the world, but you can still make a good podcast out of it. And it says so much about you guys, and, you know, and how open and warm you are, that you've had good guests. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, we met, like, we've been talking for a while, but, like, this is the first time we've met. And I think anyone listening to this podcast probably think we've been friends for 10 years, because we've had such an open and friendly and inviting conversation. And that's one of the best pieces, best review I've ever had, that's made me the happiest, was, like, listening to this episode was just listening to two friends talking about something really important.
We have one like that, and that was what an amazing thing to say.
When they say, oh, like, we have some message, and go, just while I was cleaning my house, you know, you kept me company, I was having a shit day.
Yeah.
And you just made me laugh, or you made me felt like, oh, I'm not the only one who feels that way. Because I think sometimes as well, I'm quite blunt, aren't I? I think sometimes people think, oh, do you even love your kids? But it is just tongue-in-cheek with that. But
yeah.
I feel like I feel, you know, there is the frustration. Mm. There's the great times. There is the great memories, and there's all the good times. But coming along with that, there's also shit times, and it's emotional, and it's hard, and it's stressful. And I just think, like you, if someone just said to us, oh, you know, you made me laugh that day, that for us is just why we do what we do. Yeah. Because we make each other laugh, so that's how we get through it. So it's nice to share.
I think one thing that, like, we were talking about before we started recording as well, is that, like, you know, we both said that reviews like that have really meant so much to us. I think sometimes people listen to the pod and that's it. They've listened.
Yes.
But I don't think sometimes people, like, our listeners, quite realise how much it means to us when they leave a really good review, or 100%. Even just, like, put 5 stars Spotify, or subscribe.
Or subscribe or follow.
The
impact that comes of stuff like that, because I know it might, like, even just to like one of our reels or share it to their story, it goes out to a whole different audience, and that just really massively supporting us.
Yeah, and also liking and subscribing on the platforms that we post onto, like Spotify and YouTube and so on, means that, again, those platforms then start promoting the podcast to other people. And it all helps with the growing and the success of it. And, like, I know that I share reels into the WhatsApp groups for, like, the school chat and my friends as well and things too. But, like, I just think, like, sometimes people think, they've listened to it and they're like, oh, that really meant so much to me. But is it going to mean so much to a friend who needed to hear that as well, or someone else who might, like, be struggling with the same thing? Like, can you think of someone that you could share that with? Because not only is it going to make my day or your day, it's going to make your friend's day too, because you've thought of them. So I think sometimes it's easy to forget, isn't it? But, like, even just, like, reading those little reviews or comments on posts and things, it makes my day. It really does.
Because the amount of time, like, we do this because we genuinely love doing this, don't we?
Yeah.
This is, like, our passion. It's like our weekly therapy for us. But the time as well it takes to do the social media stuff. So when someone does just like it or comment on it, it does...
It means a lot to have the review, but, like you say as well, these people, that's how we grow.
Yeah.
And that's how we can expand, and that's how we can get to a new audience. And I think people underestimate, oh, it's just me on social media, I can't do anything. Well, just by liking it, or, like you say, subscribing to us, we know that you're there, you're listening, and building the following helps us go further. Because it's like you say, like, a lot of celebrities now, don't they? They're making these podcasts and they're, like, number one before they've even let an episode out.
No, exactly.
Because of the following, they can be. And I think it's definitely for us, isn't it? Like, we have, our figures are so good on our podcast, but yet our actual followings
on Instagram
don't mirror that for whatever reason. Like you say, I think it's because people think, oh, that was funny, love that. And then off they go and do something else. Whereas, like you say, if they just ticked it or shared it or it makes a big difference to you and me.
Is like because, like I said, because my episodes are so like different.
Yeah.
Like instead of, I don't have like, I guess my set format is the interview, really. Yeah. But and I do get my listeners to like send questions and things as well. Yeah. But like if I'm speaking, like we speak about so many different subjects. Like I've even covered off like menopause and things like that as well. It's tricky because like it might be that someone dips in and then comes back like a couple of months later
with an
episode. And so because I don't get the subscribers, like I'll get good listens to each episode because my guest has shared it also. But I feel like my Instagram figures are slightly better than my podcast figures, you know? With you guys, I think I'm now on 30 different guests across the just over a year that I've been doing this.
So you have all on your own as well, and you're having to do it all. Honestly. Like think of the questions, think the way, like people think, oh, you sit there and talk. Yeah, we planned that. We sort of have a structure, like you do, you have a format. And you have to think of that all on your own, whereas me and Tasha, we are like bombing ideas off each other. So for you, it's a massive thing to have put yourself
and your family
and your friends, because this time that you would normally spend there, you're mentally somewhere else. Like, oh, that would be good for the pod. That would be good for the pod. And you're trying to build something. So I think the moral of the story is we all need to look down the cam and go, right, subscribe or follow us, please.
Yeah, all three of us. Come on.
Right now. You're watching it, and you can do it
You don't have to even say, you've done so well, though, in such a short space of time that you should be really proud of yourself. Like, you're a soul machine on your own. a full-time working mum. And like you say, 30 guests is massive. I mean...
That is a massive achievement. If you're just getting the guests,
When I first started,
I just felt like I was like I was just like fangirling everyone. Like,
yeah, you have to.
You're doing it. Yeah.
Like, every guest we've gone has gone. Oh. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
It's just so hard, isn't it? Like. Yeah. But yeah, it's like when, you know, when you're in the evening, when you're normally like scrolling shit on your phone, I'm like hitting people up. Yeah. And so it might be that we've got Succession on in the background, sat under the duvet in front of the telly, the kids are in bed. He's then watching, you know, avidly watching the show. Yeah. And I'm there going, will you come on the podcast?
You know what?
We can record it on Tuesday.
you are bang on with that. That was exactly me last night. We were watching that new thing, The Gentleman.
Yeah.
And we were trying to watch it because I actually had to concentrate. Yeah. If not, I'm going, what's going on? But I was like trying to do stuff on Instagram. And if I'm ever on it, it's for the pod. Like I'm trying to do stuff. And I almost wanted to say to Reese, like, you know, I'm not just aimlessly scrolling. Like, not that he would say anyway, but I'm just, when I'm like that,
Because you
are constantly like trying to hound people.
What's funny is, right, me and Tash never ever ring each other, right? So we now have like, if one of us rings each other, it means,
you know, something's happened.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
So the other thing is, she's catfished someone.
I've caught someone.
And I'm like, so we now have this code word. So I'm like, is it a code red? And she's like, no. I'm like, but I can't answer right now. I'm halfway between bed and bathtub. They're the only two times we ring each other when we catfish someone. It's an emergency. Yeah. That's how it is, and it's still great, and I bet you still feel the same. Like when you get someone that you can relate to and you think, oh, that'll be brilliant, it's just such a win, isn't it, that they're doing that.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Like sometimes my husband will be sat next to me working while I'm recording, which can be like proper embarrassing. Like
My husband's upstairs now, and I said to him working, I was like, can you make sure you put your headphones on? I don't know why, because he'll listen back to it. It's embarrassing. I don't know why it's embarrassing.
It's when he watches my reels as well. Like, I shrink into myself. I'm like, oh, my God, don't listen to me. But, like, I think it's because, like, I really value his opinion. And so, like, there was an episode I did all about matrescence, which is an amazing subject. You guys need to listen to it. It's all about your growth and your journey through motherhood, right?
Okay.
And honestly, I cried. I literally, I was sat there crying. And he was just like there. And I was just like, oh. And then I came off this episode and I was like, oh my God, that was so embarrassing. Went into the house, sorted my life out, came back to set up for work. And he was like, that was such a good episode. If that bombs, like, then people are stupid. That was such a good episode. Mm. And it's not like often that he'll be there live while it's going.
Yeah.
But like, I think, you know, sometimes when I feel like proper cringe, if he's watching something or he's watching like a snippet from the podcast or something, it's because I really value what he thinks. And yeah, like, if he thinks that I've said something really stupid or like I'm talking out of my ass, you know, I'm just like, oh,
funny, because I kind of find it funny. We have quite a few male listeners.
Yeah.
Which we didn't see that coming, did we?
Oh my God, like, and it just sometimes, like, and to be fair, my other half, I mean, he gets slated weekly, my other half. He really gets,
he loves it.
And he's listened to every episode since day dot, though, bless him. I don't ask him to, like, I'm not like, listen, but every week, like, I think he likes to get a gauge of where I am.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just listen. Oh, what have I done this week? Oh, like, I'll just listen to the pod and find out.
A bit of feedback from the pod. But to be fair to him, he's been like probably number one fan. Yeah. And like sometimes, even to the point where he'll be like, oh, I think you need to do this on social media. I'm like, no, you need to back up.
Since I've started doing the more funny stuff as well, he started sending me like inspiration. He's like, oh, you should do this. Or, we were just talking about this the other day. You should do something on this and stuff like that. Like, one of his best friends is divorced and he's remarried, and his now wife is also like divorced, and you know, and they've both got two kids each, and but they've managed to wrangle it so that they have the kids every other weekend.
Yes,
but they've got the same weekend off, right? Oh, yeah. And so they can go out and go away for like the weekend and stuff. And we were sat there and we were saying how fucking jealous we were that they get weekends without kids. And so we're actually like talking about like, shall we get divorced? How does it work? Yeah. And it was like, no, the point is you get divorced and then you go away with the new person, not the old one. Yeah, exactly. Like, how are we making this work?
Yeah. So true though, isn't it? My friend's recently divorced, isn't she? And she's like, oh, every other weekend. And I'm like, we're like, what? No, I'm free that weekend. We're like, oh, what a plan that would be.
But it's really annoying when you're actually still in love with the person that you're with.
No weekends off for us.
It was just like, he sent me this reel, and it was this woman who walked into the bedroom, like, you know, joggers and scraggy t-shirt and, you know, you know, dressing gown, like, oh, she's just not bedtime, and it's like, just need a weekend away from your kids, and then you remember you're in a loving relationship with your husband. Yeah. Just like,
exactly that.
That was the thing that really surprised me as well, was the number of male listeners I have. So although the podcast is called Mum's Work in Chaos, like, it's about parenting, and at the end of the day, it's relatable for anyone. Like, because we talk about like specific subjects as well. Yeah. Like, dads have to do research too.
Yeah.
So, like, especially if their partner's gone, like, oh, I think, you know, little Johnny has dyspraxia. We should learn more about that. We've done an episode on it.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Yeah,
you know?
So that is brilliant. Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that's my main struggle, is trying to get people to subscribe because my episodes are so different. Whereas you guys, you know, it's that conversation. Like, you're lucky in that way. But yeah, I understand the difficulties around the socials. It's time consuming and it takes a while. And then you've got to rely on people actually sharing it as well. Yeah. But honestly, if you're a listener to Mum's Work in Chaos, please do head over, listen to Life Through a Voice Note, save their number, send in your voice notes, follow and share on your socials, please, because it really makes a difference to all of us. But it's been fabulous having you on.
Oh, thank you so much
for joining me.
Thank you.
So you've got, now that you've got two more friends now, you can add to your list. Yeah. You can voice note us.
Send I'll in have your to voice note.
Yeah, don't forget to add that on your phone.
Yes, and we'll get you appearing on our podcast.
Yes.
Yes, that'd be amazing. Yeah,
that'd be so fun. Yeah, no, we'll have to get some, we'll get some subjects down, don't worry about that. Yeah.
Well, we can voice note each other after this and get some dates in the diary.
Oh, definitely.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Mum's Work in Chaos, please make sure to subscribe on whatever podcasting channel you're listening on at the moment. Or if you'd like to get involved, feel free to email me at mumsworkandchaos@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram at mumsworkandchaos. See you then.